Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the afternoon show. TK and ESP alongside Ike Reese. We are in for Spike and Jack today. The whole crew will be back tomorrow. You guys are on for, what, an hour and a half tomorrow? And then you got your fantasy football draft tomorrow.
Yeah, big day tomorrow. Big day tomorrow. We got the, what'll be, I was finna say the wrong thing. Should be going for a sweep tomorrow.
Yes,
that's what I want to say. Yeah, we'll be going for a sweep tomorrow. And, yeah, we got the fantasy draft at 5:30, I believe.
There you go.
Down at Chickies and Chickies and Pete's tomorrow. Play, too. I think the Midday Show is doing theirs, too. They can't do anything without us.
Oh, so you guys are in the same spot? Yeah, is there going to be, like, a brawl that's going to break out between the two shows?
Let's not encourage that.
Okay.
That
are they, like, the opening act for you guys? Or is it,
Well, can we at least see Jack and Kyle fight?
Well, yeah, we can see that. We can see that. We can see that. I'm interested to see how Spike handles himself.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, this is his first fantasy draft.
Yeah, Spike doesn't seem like a fantasy football guy.
No, he's too important for fantasy football, so yeah.
I don't think he does fantasy basketball either.
No, he doesn't know fantasy sports at all, so yeah, he's not a gambler. He doesn't do any of that stuff.
I would trust Spike much more on fantasy basketball, though, than fantasy football. He knows, you know, what the stats of guys in the league.
Here's the thing. You know, ever since Rod basically forced him to have to do this.
Yeah.
He's been studying.
Okay.
And figuring out draft picks and everything else. So he's not coming into anything unprepared.
He's
right?
In it to win it, is what
yes.
you're saying.
Okay. Yes.
Well, we'll see who performs the best of the draft tomorrow night. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. This is the Happy Hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. And speaking of performing under pressure, it is now time for the top five at five with Francisco Rojas.
All right, so we had some pretty cool history yesterday in Major League Baseball. Did you guys see we had the first ever player to play in the same game for both teams?
Yes, what? I did see that.
Well, hold up. So a player played in the same game for both teams playing in, like, in a current game?
Yes, it was a makeup game from June, I believe, and he got Danny Jansen, got traded from the Blue Jays to the Red Sox, and ended up playing in the makeup game for the Red Sox.
Okay, so he's on the scorecard is playing in both, but he didn't actually put on both uniforms yesterday.
In the same day.
Okay, no. Yeah. Okay. Right. Still, that's pretty crazy.
No. Yeah, I was thinking he was playing one game for the, like, it was the
letter. That's like in the middle of the fifth or something.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, but pretty, you know, pretty crazy stuff happens in baseball. I thought that was one of the crazier things probably ever seen in sports, but definitely baseball. And I feel like, you know, since I was a young kid, I've seen a lot of crazy things happen in baseball. So what I have for you are the top five craziest things that I've ever seen in a baseball game. So number five, I'm going to go back to the 2003 ALCS when prime Pedro Martinez took Don Zimmer, 72-year-old Don Zimmer, took his head and dragged him to the ground. Thought that was a pretty crazy thing to say.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have sound.
It was. No, it was. Yeah, it was a pretty crazy thing to say.
That's true.
That was back when the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry was
at its best.
Probably at its best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad look for Pedro.
You
can't do that.
You can't. Listen. Get out of the way, Zim. Yeah, sometimes you got to listen. Know your capabilities, man. Don't go at a professional athlete if you ain't ready to handle it.
Is Red Sox-Yankees the best rivalry of our sports lifetime?
No. Maybe most overrated rivalry. Ooh.
Yeah, it was good for during that time period, but, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't really do anything for
me
now.
Who would be above it?
Well, I'd go a couple college rivalries.
True.
I
mean,
Duke Carolina.
Yeah. Michigan State. Yeah.
I mean, you saying all-time rivalry?
Yeah, just like of our sport lifetime. Well, you know.
Let me go like a,
It's probably up there. Yeah. It's probably one of the biggest.
Yeah. My bad. Go ahead, Francisco.
All good. Yep. So number
four. Step all over your top five.
Too late.
No, it's all good. Number four, I'm going to stick with the Yankees here. Jabba Chamberlain, I don't know if you guys remember, in the 2007 ALDS, the whole thing where he had all the bugs over him, all over him in the eighth inning, and ends up blowing the save for the Yankees. But it was just kind of one of those moments in sports history where we'll always kind of remember seeing, you know, that visual of all the bugs all over Jabba Chamberlain. He talked about, like, after the game, he spent, like, hours trying to get like the bugs out of his ears and stuff like that. So I thought that was pretty wild.
It's kind of wild stuff like that doesn't happen more often. It's played outside, like Randy Johnson hitting the bird, which, you know, maybe that'll be on your list.
But this is the thing. I don't remember this at all. Like, I
remember it.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you remember it, Ike?
Francisco, this better get better as we go.
Yeah, oh, come on. This is a big one.
I'm giving a look right now. Yeah.
Let's go to number three.
Oh, we're going to number three. All right. Well, number nine. It gets better as it goes on. That's why it's a top five list.
I hope so.
That's why it's a top five list. So this one I didn't actually see, but I had to. I had to mention this. Happened in the 70s. They had a 10-cent beer night for the Cleveland Indians at the time against the Texas Rangers. And it was equivalent, the beers that they were giving out, the 8-ounce beer cans they were giving out, were equivalent to what would be a 64-cent beer can today. And it ended up inciting riots, and fans were on the field, like, attacking players and stuff like that. And players were going in the dugout, sucking for cover. And there only ended up being, like, 9 arrests from the game. But that's kind of like an all-time thing.
That was like the disco night where they threw like the records on the field.
Hmm. Yeah, probably not a great idea. 10-cent beer night.
I thought that was that night.
Yeah, I feel like you don't see that anymore. A lot of teams giving huge discounts on alcohol.
Or bottles to people.
No, yeah. No more bottles and definitely not discounting beer.
No. Number two.
How about the 2000 World Series when I honestly kind of one of the more bonehead things I've ever seen, where Roger Clemens, it was Mike Piazza, broke his bat against Roger Clemens, and Clemens picked up the bat and kind of like threw it towards Piazza, and he said afterwards that he thought it was the ball. I mean, it was a foul ball. Like, what are you doing with the bat? Like, that didn't really make sense. So I thought that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was that roid rage coming through on Roger. No offense, Cody. I'm just saying. Yeah, that was back then. I had no idea why he would throw the bat at Mike Piazza. It's not as if Mike Piazza broke his bat and threw it at Roger Clemens. I mean, it splintered off, as a broken bat will do.
Yeah.
And Piazza's starting to run up the first base line, right?
Or something. Yeah, I remember that one.
Clemens just like threw it down at him.
Yeah. That happened in the 2000 World Series, I think?
Yeah.
That's correct.
All right.
Yep. So number one, ESP kind of already spoiled it for me.
Yeah,
but,
my bad.
You know, it's okay. It makes sense. Randy Johnson in a spring training game in the early 2000s hits a bird, you know, kills it, and, you know, no more bird. And that was kind of one of the you know, crazier things I've ever seen in sports. So Randy Johnson hitting the bird, kind of a one in a million type of thing.
Damn it, Francisco. You know, when you get an opportunity.
Did I let you down, Ike?
Yeah, when you get an opportunity, man, to prove the doubters wrong. You know, Spike doesn't want you doing top five and fives, man. And here I am thinking we're about to have something that I could play tomorrow. I mean, or the next day.
Oh, you can play it. Well, you can play this tomorrow.
Hey, it's still there. It's still in the archives.
I don't know if I really want to replay this.
I think you need to replay this. You need to replay it for Spike and Jack tomorrow.
So what do you guys think there?
I thought it was okay. Yeah,
I thought it was a good effort.
The fact about the player playing in two games is pretty wild.
Yeah. I will say this: 3 out of 5 is pretty good for me.
Yeah,
you know, the job of Chamberlain. Yeah, what was the other one?
That's on you, Ike. You got to remember that. That's a big thing.
But that's the problem, Elliot. Is the Jensen one? That's not even part of the top five. That's just what the top five was based on.
Yeah.
Right.
So I mean, that's kind of what you got to do.
Randy,
you
know, Johnson hitting the bird was pretty
great. That was definitely one.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you spoiled that one.
I did. I spoiled that one.
Yeah, so it's ESP's fault that my top five was just okay for Ike.
Yeah, you can pin this one on Elliot. There you go.
All right.
So good job. Good job, Francisco.
Yeah, good job. Upon further review, you know, the guys liked it, so 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
There you go. Right, I mean, I'm just trying to help Francisco out.
I feel you.
I mean,
we'll have to get Spike's verdict on it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll replay it for Spike tomorrow. See what he thinks. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We have text line coming up 5:30. Leading off coming up after that, but still time to get to some more of your phone calls. Let's go to Todd in Center City. What's up, Todd?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Ike, Tom, and Elliot, great show. Really enjoying it. I heard you talking about Allen Iverson. I just had to chime in. So you remember the great saying about Gary Maddox, three quarters of the earth is covered in water. Gary Maddox covers the rest. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a great line about Allen Iverson. When he turns off the lights, he's under the covers before the room gets dark.
Yeah, he was lightning quick at his prime.
Yeah, and then the other thing, a reporter.
I know what the hell you just said.
I didn't follow that one completely either. But Elliot seems.
Hold on, when saying, you turn out the lights.
He's saying he's so fast that when the lights go out, he's already under the covers by the time he gets.
Got you now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, makes more sense
said
now.
Allen's so quick that when he turns off the lights, he's under the cover. And the other thing, reporter asked Allen Iverson, "How come you don't like to lift weights?" He goes, "Damn, that stuff's too heavy."
So true.
Like Alan, that is the point, right? And then my what if, and this might be a little too serious, but JFK, President JFK, his people said, don't go to Dallas. They don't like you down there. They feared for his life. But what if JFK did not go to Dallas? I mean, he wanted to de-escalate Vietnam. So could have been.
All righty, thank you.
That's a pretty heavy what if there, Todd.
Yes.
Man.
So we got a little note here from Dan Wilson about Francisco's top 5 and 5.
Oh boy,
the rival.
The rival, exactly. So apparently you buried the lead here on what happened. I guess he was at the plate for the Blue Jays when the game was suspended in the second inning in June, and then the game resumed yesterday with him catching. So he was literally at the plate for another team, and then when the game restarted, he was behind the plate for the new team.
Ah. So those are more nuances of the whole story.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
That's rule book buzz, though. Just trying to bury Francis.
But I think it's about
teammate.
It's about setting the stage. It's about, put some pizzazz on the top five.
Agreed, but I don't support Buzz kicking Francisco there. I mean, that's unnecessary.
Yeah, it's a teammate. He's kicking me while I'm down.
Yeah, that's Buzz just, trying to
trying to make sure he's straight.
Dan's trying to look good. Good. Let's be real.
I'll tell you what. I don't trust Buzz Wilson. That's what it tells me. I mean, you don't do that when Francisco.
Yeah, you guys
are real results.
So are you trying to tell me that Buzz is not a foxhole guy? Is he not like he and Francisco are supposed to be working together? Is he trying to make sure that he one ups Francisco?
Yes, Buzz
it looks
is
like
not
it.
A foxhole man.
But I like the competitive fire in Buzz here. Trying to. It's a Mamba mentality. Do whatever.
ESP just wants the rivalry.
You don't think Buzz Wilson has Mamba mentality?
Hold on. Buzz did go to Lower Marion.
Yeah,
he did.
So he did go to the school.
So he has that. What he has that in
it's
him.
In there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You go to school there and you got Mamba mentality.
It's in there somewhere.
Let's go to Sean in Jersey. What's up, Sean?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Sean?
What's up? First off, want to give a shout out to TK. Really been enjoying you on the show these last couple days. No disrespect to Spike, but I like how you keep it on sports. You're keeping the callers in check.
Thanks.
Much respect to you, brother.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, I thought he said like.
Anyway, I want to get to Eagles first and foremost. A little surprised about the pass rush, that we didn't really add much to that. I'm a little skeptical that we're going to be able to get this quarterback this year. I know Ike kind of feels the same way, but I kind of share that sentiment.
Well, that is one of the surprising things of the offseason, is that for Howie has obviously always really valued the defensive line. He's put resources into it. To let Hassan go over money, like we can debate whether they should have paid him or not, but it is surprising they let a player like that walk away over the contract. Just not. It's unlike
Agreed.
Howie.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, unless Hassan Reddick was being unreasonable.
Well, it's interesting. All those reports were coming out about someone sleeping with another guy's girlfriend and this and that. They never announced the players.
Deep internet
talking
speculation.
About
there was
we don't even entertain that stuff.
No, appreciate it, Sean. That
like
was,
what?
that was when Craig Carton, implied something.
Craig Carton report that nonsense.
Right.
No, I think the Eagles got win, and probably from Hassan's side of things, that he wasn't going to be happy. He wouldn't show up to training camp unless he got a new contract, and the Eagles said, you know what? Well, we may as well move on from
here. You see the way it's going down with the Jets right now.
Yes.
I don't think it would have been any different here. It was basically
I agree, he wouldn't have played.
Right. It's like he's either going to get a new contract or he's not going to be happy. He's not going to come to camp. And honestly, like, I would much rather have Hassan Reddick on this roster. But once you make the decision you're not going to pay him, I mean, you had to do what the Eagles did.
Yep, especially when you knew he wasn't going to play.
In the Jets.
You couldn't have him here being a disruption.
And the Jets can't acquire a player unhappy about his contract and then act surprised that that player is unhappy about his contract.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the Jets, they get what they deserve by handling, by doing it this way. But I can't, as much as I wanted Hassan here, I can't fault the Eagles for understanding the background of this thing and where it was heading, and the Eagles could not afford to have this type of stuff going on in their locker room. They needed to have a quiet offseason. They needed a quiet training camp coming off the end of the season. They needed to go into the season with no distractions.
But where this could change is if we're in week 3 or 4 sitting here and saying they're not getting pressure on the quarterback, then the decision not to pay Hassan.
That's different. No, you're right.
Once you decide not to pay him, then that's one thing. But by deciding not to pay him, Howie is banking on Huff, Nolan Smith, Josh Sweat. I mean, they took the cheaper option of the two, Josh Sweat and Hassan. And so you have to hope that you're not going to get the worst outcome of the two as a player.
I totally agree, And I was in favor of redoing his contract and giving him some type of bump. Now, I wouldn't have given him $25 million a year, but he was going to make 15. You could have met him at 19 or 20.
Yeah. Guarantee it. Give him another $25 million guaranteed stretched out.
Now, if he's saying, no, that ain't enough, then I got to move on from him.
Yeah, but it is just money. Not to completely downplay it, but this is not a team with Jeffrey Lurie and his willingness to write checks and Howie's ability to maneuver the cap. You know, I understand you do have to make smart financial decisions. I'm not completely dismissing it. Mm-hmm. But Hassan Reddick is a key player in helping you win a Super Bowl.
No, I totally agree with that. But Howie also had in mind Landon Dickerson, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. Like, he knew he had other he knew that he had other deals to do with younger players. And here's the real thing. They were more than okay with moving on from Hassan after this season.
Yeah.
They weren't going to give him a new deal.
Agreed. Yeah.
And that's their decision. But
ultimately,
your point,
the pass rush has to be good.
I agree.
He put his resources in certain places, which, you know, we'll see if that works out. But if they don't get a pass rush, it's going to be a long season.
Yeah. I mean, if they don't get a pass rush, you can say whatever you want about, you know, he's an aging player. We didn't want to re-sign him to that kind of money. But if that ends up being the downfall of your season, what are we all going to say? You should have paid Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
You should have brought him back.
Yeah.
And that's why I think, like you said, Ike, I think when it comes down to it, if it was a situation where you could meet in the $19, $20 million a year range, I feel like they would have done that. It seems, at least from the outside looking in, like this was a situation where Reddick wanted Myles Garrett type money, and he's not a Myles Garrett type player in the Eagles.
No, what?
Yeah, or anybody's minds, quite frankly.
Yes.
Let's go to Jarrell in Maniunk. What's up, Jarrell?
That dude is
Hey, what's going on, man?
What up?
Hey, listen,
how you doing?
I'm super optimistic, and I just need somebody to, you know, walk me off the edge. And not a lot of people have talked about, Cooper DeJean's initial outing. Now, listen, I understand he hasn't played since November. He only had a couple practices because of a hamstring. But, dude, listen, and I have never been a professional sports athlete, but I was a boxer. And listen, I could go a year without boxing. I'm going to give you a good 30 seconds before you dog me if I was out of practice for a while. I didn't see a lot to make me say, okay, he's just a little rusty. What have you seen at practice to make you feel, okay, he's good?
Yeah, so in the offseason, I thought, you know, he made a few plays in OTAs that were impressive. He did have one nice pass breakup in training camp. I agree with you that his outing on Saturday was not good. He negated an interception with a penalty. He got beat for what should have been a touchdown if the Vikings receiver kept his feet in bounds. So definitely not a good outing. You know, I want to I don't want you to be worried about him, because I do think the honest truth is he was just rusty. It is what it is. He hasn't played football. Remember, he was injured at the end of last year in college too, if I'm not mistaken. So
he hasn't
played in a real football game, you know, for almost a year, if you consider it's August and he got hurt in December. So it was not a good outing. It's not what you wanted to see, but I personally don't think you should be concerned yet about it.
Okay.
What do you got for a what if, Jarrell?
We never discovered electric.
All right, appreciate
what
the call.
What if we never discovered electricity? Was that the
Well, yeah, I think we'd all be
it's a big what if.
Be in bad shape. We wouldn't be doing this radio show right now.
Yeah, I do think it would have been discovered eventually. If the first guy didn't discover it.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
Considering everything we've done since.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't have jobs.
Yeah.
Which, you know, maybe some people will say for the better.
Is that a good what if or is that a bad what if?
If we didn't discover electricity?
Well, I mean, from Jarrell, could we have gotten a better one? Or
It wasn't a home run what if. It wasn't a winning answer, I guess.
Well, give him credit for not doing it. It's been mostly sports, so, you know, he tried something different, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he put the effort out there.
It's a random thing to pick, electricity.
It is.
It is important.
Yeah.
But, well, I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is.